You will have to leave the house, and they will break in and kick your speaker. Angry men destroying their engines on YouTube.
The first time I didn't feel it.
Gas explosions.
This time I feel it.
And you are completely lost.
Did you know that he was sick?
You're lost.
Is there anything else required from the human employees?
Blood of patriots and tyrants.
You're lost.
The threat of violence is required.
But I just didn't want to. Just what do you want to do? I just didn't want to.
I thought it was terrible that there were children in the building.
Hold on, please.
You don't even know who you are.
I do know who I am.
You're in limbo.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You're listening to KGNU. Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. This is Under the Floorboards. Under the Floorboards. Tonight's guest host is Biostatic, with a special show called Sonic Entropy.
Sonic Entropy. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Sonic Entropy.
In return for survival.
I'm in limbo. I can't stand to see this phone burning. I gotta go look at webcam.
Static with sonic entropy.
About how to learn the code.
And
this is necessary, for if you do not understand what is required, it is very possible that you, like so many others, will spend much more time and effort than you need to spend.
By seeing through it, almost laughing at it. I see you. I see what you're trying to do. I'm going to hire frequency. I'm not going to play in your consciousness. I'm not going to play in your propaganda. I'm not
going to
play.
Are we manipulable?
I can't talk. Why? Because you're looking at my faces. It's like you're watching this game and you're sort of chuckling a little bit because you can see exactly what's happening. So pay attention. Feel into what is being thrown at you and every now. And I'm telling you right now, there is so much fear being thrown at us. They're trying to silence us. They're trying to keep us down. They're trying to take away our power, our rights, our resonance, what is our truth, what feels good to us. Why? Because they are being dismantled. The fear, the propaganda, the programs, the paradigms, it's being dismantled. And it's getting louder, right? It's getting louder. See through it. Hold higher frequencies. Don't buy into the fear. Don't. It is not going to play out. Every fear program that has been thrown at us and that is being thrown at us right now, I can promise you, is not going to be played out.
Professional
it will
use.
Not play out.
It's all in the way
it's
he applies
physics.
Himself.
We're shifting the collective so much faster than you understand.
Learning offered so as this course faster. Progresses. Your success is virtually assured.
And all of the fear that we are perhaps playing in and buying into, and experiencing and allowing to control us is going to be dissolved. So I think now you have a choice. You are powerful, light, you are sovereign. You hold truths, you hold knowingnesses, you hold an energetic signature. And when you tap into fear, you are a higher frequency than fear. Fear does not control you.
And dashes, dots and dashes are used only as the symbols for writing.
Tell yourself that I am seeing through the fear because we have been programmed for so long.
If you will forget all about dots and dashes.
Yeah.
As it is written, you will place yourself under a considerable handicap, which can mean many hours of additional labor spent in trying to supplant a preconceived visual image of these rhythm patterns by the necessary auditory image. Remember, the sound's the thing. In telegraphy, it is necessary for the operator to be able to put down on paper every letter, number, and punctuation mark precisely, and in the same order which they are transmitted. To acquire this ability, you must spend much time in practice.
This sort of delicate balance of having a plan and then also surrendering to what you encounter. And the next challenge is identifying the people who you follow who will take you through this conflict.
After that, we will make words using this letter so that you might see how it is used in various relationships with other letters. Got it? Here we go. Our first letter is the letter T. Listen. There were five of them. The letter was T. It's very simple, isn't it? Letter A. Try to form a picture in your mind. That was the letter A. Now let us make the only word we can make. It's obviously the word at. Listen to it. This is the word at. A-T. Yes, the word was at. Thank you. Now the third one.
What's that?
The same sound you just played tonight.
Are you sure it was the same?
Oh, I couldn't forget it. The moon finally took off on a good while. The sea guys were starting to come out.
What sound?
The same sound you just played tonight.
You sure it was the same?
Oh, I couldn't forget it.
Tonight. You sure it was the same?
Is this sound a military sound?
That's what we asked this guy at Walker.
And what did he say?
He said it wasn't military. It wasn't military from any country. It was coming from thousands of feet higher than anything could fly.
What was that? That word was heat, H-E-A-T. Now here is another word using the letter H. Try this one. The word was teeth, T-E-E-T-H. You know, it helps sometimes to be able to vocalize these letters. There is an accepted method for doing this. The long beats we call da's, and the short beats we call dits. Remember our old friend at 18.
And the next challenge is identifying the people who you follow and will take you through this conflict.
That was the word teach, T-E-A-C-H. See if you can recognize this one.
Extremely seriously to be able to have the ability to come on here and talk.
talk to you guys. I take it extremely seriously. So I've been spending some time just trying to reconsider, reconfigure, realize what can I do that will be the most in service of people. We really do reap what we sow. Somebody does not seek the truth in your life, but relies solely on someone else to give it to you without doing any of that for yourself. Whatever that might be, when people don't do that, then they become completely and utterly reliant for their reality to basically be constructed by someone else. I mean, that's essentially what it is. And that kind of reality is a fragile, it's not even a sandcastle. It's it might as well be an outfit made out of bones. That's basically what it is. It's fragile and it's easily shattered. It's like a cycle that has to be fed, just like fear. The body becomes accustomed to these chemical reactions that are based on emotions. Your body becomes addicted to that. You can actually become addicted to fear. You can become addicted to anything, but you can become addicted to fear. And I think a lot of people are figuring that out right now. Like, they cannot tear themselves away from the absolutely just toxic cesspool of just the black abyss of the dark night of the soul that the media has become in these recent months. And they cannot tear away from that, even though it is completely devouring their mind.
The next letter we will learn is the letter S. The letter S. Each time you hear this sound, try to visualize in your mind the letter S. Here it is. Our
worst rumor using the letter S is an easy one. Listen, we think you'll get it. Yes, the word was as.
A-S. Now try this.
About everything. Everything that we've done, everything that I've done in my life, things that I've been through, my childhood. Like, I've had a very strange experience over the last couple of months in my personal life, and I've just come to realize what I feel are pretty fundamental truths about myself, about what I'm trying to do, I care so
much. You came close.
Why things are this way. I guess the difference is that I take this extremely seriously, to be able to have the ability to come on here and talk to you guys. I take it extremely seriously. So I've been spending some time just trying to reconsider, reconfigure, realize what I do that will be the most in service of people.
Did you notice how rapidly the E's went by? There's a good reason for this.
E is the most used letter in the alphabet in English. It stands to reason, then, to save time, we would make E a short sound, wouldn't we?
Our next word using the letter S sounds like this.
See if you can catch the sound and identify the word. SWIT. S-V-T. I'll try this one. Was tense, T-E-N-S-E. He made a slight change and came up with this. See if you can recognize it. That was the word sense, S-E-N-S-E.
We have lost freedoms through the Patriot Act, and most recently we've lost major freedoms, right? Our freedom of assembly, right? We're not allowed to congregate in a church or in a stadium or at a concert venue. We have lost our freedom of travel. We have lost, in some respects, freedom of the press and speech with internet censorship, right? And freedom of religion, since we cannot attend the holy places where we go and worship. So, you know, this should be very, very concerning to people. The simple reason is if people are kept separate from each other and unable to interact, then they can't exchange ideas and information about what may be going on right now. So it would be easier to control people and have them accept the mainstream narrative if they're separated and isolated from each other and only can rely on, you know, electronic sources of information, specifically the mainstream media. But there also is some indications that it may actually facilitate this tracking software, right? The contact tracing programs that they're starting off by putting on people's smartphones, and that you can get a clear signal if people are separated from
that each other. Was the word chance, to take a chance.
Well, you know, anyone would resort to that kind of name calling. You know, that's called an ad hominem attack, and that indicates that they don't actually have any rational argument against what I'm saying. So you know, I don't want to tell anyone what to do. I simply want to point out that I've looked at this information in depth, you know, through the eyes of a scientist, and these are my conclusions. I want people out there to do their own research. They'd be laying off healthcare workers. Why would hospitals be empty? Why do they have these financial incentives to do this? You know, and just ask the questions and then decide for yourself what you think is the reason. Don't just trust me. You know, I make decisions for myself and for my children, not for the general population out there. But I think that you're being pretty naive if you're just accepting what you're told at face value.
T.E. Like the one in Washington. For such a small dot, but an important one also. That was the period.
Despite the perceptual truth that anarchy is synonymous with chaos, that is not what anarchy means. Anarchy encompasses a broad range of political, economic, and sociological perspectives, with one commonality: the state is considered both harmful and unnecessary. For status, the absence of the state must mean chaos. A free world, no law, no social security, no healthcare, no infrastructure, and more. This is the opposite of anarchy. Anarchy is not society without rules. It is society without rulers. All religions have their representatives. There are cardinals, bishops, imams, rabbis, etc. They are perhaps the leading voices, but they aren't the only representatives. There are envoys, missionaries, TV evangelists, religious correspondents, and so on. The state is no different. We have politicians and governmental advisors as the leading voices, but there are also NGOs, spokespersons, officials, the academic and scientific orthodoxy, lords and ladies, multinational CEOs, central bankers, business leaders, and all. Of those, the most powerful in terms of their ability to shape public opinion are the mainstream media, or MSN. The core tenet of the state's faith is that a small group of people are best placed to tell all the other people what to do. This is a belief in absolute hierarchical authority. There's nothing wrong with hierarchical authority, it says it is difficult. It is over the issue of how we authorize it, where the status and the anarchists converge. Where you need to see a doctor, you temporarily cede your authority to them. You trust that they
listen very carefully to this sound.
You do, so you allow them to make decisions about your health and their advice. However, outside of your health care, you don't permanently give your authority over to your doctor. When you buy a car, you don't phone your GP and ask their permission. Generally in life, we cede our authority to others on a case-by-case basis. Our authority in all other decisions remains otherwise intact. We retain our individual sovereignty. Most people understand this. We can become defensive, even aggressive, if we feel someone else is telling us what to do when we haven't given them our specific authority to do so. Yet, for some reason, when it comes to the state, status give this group of people absolute authority over every aspect of not only their life, but their everyone else's life. Just as religion is often based on a belief in supreme beings who have power to influence or influence over the devotee's life, so statism accepts that special selected people have power and influence over the every aspect of the status life. In most religions, you offer prayers to your deity, acknowledging your faith. Status offer votes to cede their individual sovereignty and autonomy to the state. This isn't a temporary arrangement. Whoever you vote for, you get a permanent state. The state's authority becomes entirely from the status without their belief. Other competing ideologies states may follow. The trust in the legitimacy of absolute hierarchical authority is universal. This trust is not shared by the anarchists. The power corrupts absolutely in the anarchist view, and history demonstrates it. Much better to retain your own sovereignty and temporarily devolve authority depending upon your need at the time, just as we do nearly every day.
The letter K, da da da. Listen very carefully to this sound.
It's more control, more fear, more self-sufficient. It's just breaking apart. It's just being this man. They're just freaking out. And that's why it's all okay. Because no matter what, we're ascending. No matter what, denser consciousnesses are alchemizing. No matter what, this is happening. No matter what, those insane, intense, palpable, powerful systems that have been in place for
thousands of years are being dismantled and alchemizing, regardless of what they tell you. I love you. Thank you for being here. See it as a cloud. Break through polarity. Break through the knee-jerk reaction and ask yourself, is this based in fear or freedom? And then choose. I love
you. And try this one. Like, L-I-K-E. Now hear this. Look, L-O-O-K, to look for something. And this? Here is a very common word using the letter K. Listen carefully and try to catch it.
Overreaching governing agency or government, enforcing their own ideals, morals on the masses. This is where things get wrong. And this is what we're talking about when we talk about censorship within this context, the video nasties, the PMRC, satanic panic, this restriction of music and film and art in general. From the masses. Is that any time an art form, music, film, whatever, is censored, that inevitably creates an underground movement, a collective of creative people that are inspired by the restrictions that have been placed upon them and seek to circumvent that and find new ways, new forms of expression, more extreme forms of expression, as a direct response to the unfairness of the censorship. And that whether it's hip-hop, whether it's punk rock, whether it's horror films,
the word
next. Underground movement eventually, because of that extremity, because of the interest and the rebelliousness of what they're trying to do, that outside group inevitably takes over the mainstream down the road and becomes the mainstream.
The word was relax.
So the real hilarious thing about censorship is, if you think about things that have been censored, from the Wolfman in 1941 to Friday the 13th to
that word was
Where
fixed.
The Wild Things Are, it doesn't work. I mean, in the end, over the long term, censorship does not work, because eventually these things you're trying to suppress always get out there. Always. That's the irony of censorship.
Thank you. The next letter we will learn is the letter Q. Da 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 da. Listen very carefully to this sound. First word using the letter Q. Try to catch it. The word quite. Q-U-I-T-E. Now try this. L. And this? It's quaint. Q-U-A-I-M-T. Here is another word using the letter Q. Listen very carefully. Challenge because it's so long, but it's fun to recognize it. Listen very carefully. Is also somewhat longer than the rest, but it's a much used word. Listen carefully and catch this one. It was quantity, a quantity of something. The next letter we will learn is the letter J. Da da da. Listen very carefully to this sound. Each time you hear it, try to visualize a picture of the letter J in your mind. J-U-S-T. Try this. That was the word jump. J-U-M-P. And now another word using the letter J. Try this.
lockdown procedures, right, where we basically require people to stay at home and not interact with others. And they've required people to stay, you know, 6 feet apart. And the masks then came after that. And, you know, when you come across someone who's wearing a mask, you can't read their facial expressions. You can't communicate effectively. So it really serves to separate people. But I believe there are other underlying, maybe more esoteric significance of the masks as well. Masks are used in initiation rituals.
And here is our last word, using the letter J.
Envision this process as initiation into a new type of society, and that the participants are actually going through that process as part of it. Also, masks result in shame, right? People who experience a high degree of shame, and I've encountered this many times in my practice of psychiatry, that people cover their face. So there's certain hairstyles.
Our last letter is the letter Z.
We're in this sort of artificial predicament where people are asked or requested to cover their face, and sometimes with the force of the law behind it. And this creates a situation where you feel shame about yourself and you have to cover yourself up, right? Because we're saying that you're a source of danger for other people. So if we walk around and see other people as a danger to our health and safety, obviously we're not going to be able to have normative social relationships like we are meant to as human beings.
Z-E-A-L. Here is another word using the letter Z. Listen carefully. Here is another sound you should hear and know before this course is complete. Da 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 da.
You can report me to the boss, you can kill me, you can do whatever. myself. I'm not going to let Americans die. And today I'm here to say that America, there is a cure for COVID. All this foolishness is not, does not need to happen. There is a cure for COVID. There is a cure for COVID. And it is time for the grassroots to wake up and say, no, we're not going to take this any longer. We're not going to die.
But once. Listen very carefully and try to copy as much of it as accurately as you can.
Whether it's hip-hop, whether it's punk rock, whether it's horror films, that underground movement eventually, because of that extremity, because of the interest and the rebelliousness of what they're trying to do, that outside group inevitably takes over the mainstream down the road and becomes the mainstream. So the real hilarious thing about censorship is, if you think about things that have been censored, from the Wolfman in 1941 to Friday the 13th to Where the Wild Things Are, it doesn't work. I mean, in the end, over the long term, censorship doesn't work, because eventually these things you're trying to suppress always get out. Always. That's the irony of censorship.
Awakening by Aureus. And the Great Awakening is happening now. There are no such things as coincidences, only synchronicities. We've been tracking the Schumann resonance, and this energy has been greater than it's ever been this year in 2020. And we're seeing the rapid increase of the expansion of consciousness of the collective. There are no such things as coincidences, only synchronicities. And the Schumann resonance affects us and collectively.
Amounts of more control, more fear, and more censorship. It's just breaking apart. It's just being dismantled. They're just freaking out. And that's okay. It's all okay. Because no matter what, we're ascending. No matter what, the denser consciousnesses are alchemizing. No matter what, this is happening. No matter what, those insane, intense, palpable, powerful systems that have been in place for thousands of years are being dismantled and alchemizing, regardless of what they tell you. I love you. Thank you for being here. See it as a cloud. Break through polarity. Break through the knee-jerk reaction and ask yourself, is this based in fear or freedom? And then choose. I love you.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
guy said, the West is dying.